Joes, a lot of time the Joes part, the fat part of the Joes is, they'll you can buy that at a meat market, and it's Joes, it's fat. It's sort of, it's streaky like, and they use it to fry. They fry it just like frying bacon. They say, I want to get my Joe and cut it up and make fry, and they fry it. It's a little bit greasier, and it's more grease in it, and the Joes is more. A lot of times, we just put ours on it, and they go on in sausage, you know, get rid of it.
Well, do you know of anything they would make by cooking and grinding up the liver?
No, I don't think I have any even mixing. There's a liver, I guess there's a liver paste these days that they use the liver in, but I never did. Olden time, they just boil the liver and the light and the heart all together. Mother made a great big old black pot. We got a big old black pot. She'd get it all in there and she'd mix it all together. She'd slip a little pepper in there and some lean meat. She'd get some lean meat and put in there sort of to help take everything. And she just had a big pot full of it. And of course, she had a big family. She'd taken a big pot full to fill up.
Did you know of anybody ever making anything out of the blood of the hog? Did you ever hear that?
No, but they say they can at these shops, at these butcher shops now, like Little Rock and St. Louis and places, Memphis, where they have these stockyards and things. They say they don't lose the blood now. They dry it up into fertilizer, or they dry it up into some kind of chemical and dog feed or cat feed or something like that. But they don't lose it. And they grind all the bones up. They don't lose no bones in there.
Well, did you ever know of anybody taking maybe some juice from this sow's meat and then mixing it up with cornmeal and anything like that?
No, I don't ever didn't know of anybody. When mother makes sow's, we always eat it up before she had time to do anything else with it. But I never didn't know I would do anything else with sow's. So just she'd press it out. And get all the grease out of it, you know, and then we'd just start eating on it. Well, she'd sell somebody once in a while town, you know. She could carry it down there, and there'd always be somebody want to buy some of it. Because it would be good, and it would be. She put a lot of pepper in. A lot of them, you know, lots of men would like to be hot. A lot of women don't, but anyhow, the men always like to sort of be hot.
Now, suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste right anymore. What would you say the butter had gotten?
Stale. It'd be sort of a stale. It would
or
be
rancid. Would they ever say?
I don't know where you'd call it. Branded, stale.
Rancid. Have you ever heard?
Well, that might be another name for it. All right, but
stale would be what you'd say.
That would what I'd think it'd be. Now we have, I don't know how many names we could find for sour butter. You might find several names.
What would you call that thick, sour, lumpy milk that you keep on hand?
Whey, and the whey milk had been weighed up, and then the what?
Clabber.
Clabber? Mm-hmm. Well, we used to churn it and churn the clabber, pour the whey off, and get most of the clabber, if it'd be real good, you know, and then you put it in a churn and churn it up. Mother had one of these kind of churns for a long time, but then when we married, Valene got a little crank churn.
Well, what would they make out of the clabber?
Well, we just always beat it up, and you can make buttermilk out of it. What I mean, you could use it for buttermilk, just the same as you could buttermilk. But still, you could drink it, and it would have a good taste to it.
Did you ever hear of anybody making any kind of a cheese out of it?
No, not. Yeah. But they do, I think, all right.
They make cottage cheese.
I think they do now, and at these. These creamers, no sense they've been in doing that. Well, they don't lose any of it, I don't think. They probably don't even lose that whey. They'd find some place to take it.
Well, now, when you first get the milk, to get the impurity out, now you might have to
separate it.
And then if you were pouring it through a cloth, you'd say you had to
strain it.
And